Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. We're taking a break from hardball to go to the hardwood, and let's talk with Chris Miller. You can follow him on Twitter, at CMillsPXP, going out on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Chris, what's going on today? How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
No longer CM. I call you BM, not Beard Man.
Yeah.
What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, brother? How you doing, bro? Man?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I'm spectacular, man. Listen, I didn't even know this, because you know I've been in North Carolina with the grandkids. Cam Whitmore, that's his name?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about him, because Jeff is already raving about the dude. He already got a Cam Whitmore fan club.
I'm probably part of that fan club also. You know, B-Mitch, when he was coming out of Villanova, this is the Victor Wembanyama class 3 years ago. Two of my favorite players in that draft class was Bilal Coulibaly and Cam Whitmore. And now they're on the same team. So I think this is a tremendous opportunity for Cam to kind of come close to home. He's from the Baltimore area. And it's a great opportunity for the Wizards. It was really a low cost to trade for him, 2 second-round picks. This kid has a ton of talent. I don't think talent is the issue with him. I just think the opportunity in Houston wasn't plentiful for him because there was a logjam of a lot of young players that they wanted to take a look at down there. So much so that the guy that they drafted third overall last year, Reed Shepard, he barely even played. So this is a Houston team that was second in the West in the regular season. Now they go out and get that Kevin Durant. And I think you could see the writing was on the wall for him that there wasn't going to be a lot of minutes. So I give the Rockets a lot of credit. They worked a deal with Washington to bring him here, and he's going to get a nice runway to show the league why he is a really dynamic offensive player. I'm interested to see how he develops on the defensive end, but he has all the skills to be a really good player in this league, B-Mitch.
Summer league getting underway for the Wiz. You're going to be out there in Vegas for the summer league?
I am. Looking forward to it.
How long are you out there, Chris? Because I may be out there not this week, but next week.
Yeah, just hit me up. I think we'll be up there 7 days. Gives me a chance to see all four of the games that they have scheduled right now. And really curious to see how the young players from a year ago use this opportunity once again to get better, just to get some competition out there. Uh-huh. They don't need to do anything spectacular. Just stay healthy and just continue to develop their games.
Is this a 2 week or 3 week thing? Because I think my thing I was looking at possibly going is like the 25th or 6th, something like that.
I'm checking my schedule right now. The games that they have right now, there's four games that they guarantee that they have. B is from the 11th through the 16th. And their fifth game could take place anywhere between the 18th through the 20th.
Okay, gotcha.
Which of the guys specifically are you interested to see? Because I think a lot of what you're going to see in Summer League is, frankly, a lot of what you're going to see from the Wiz in the regular season with a lot of these young guys playing significant minutes. But who are you most intrigued to see in the summer league?
Good question. Bub Carrington, to me, showed me everything I needed to see a year ago. The only thing I want to see is, has he gotten into the weight room? Has he gotten a little bit bigger? What has he worked on since May the 1st? All those young players, guys, came back on May the 1st. So they got, like, basically a couple of weeks away, but they've been in the lab since then. I'm really curious with Bub. Obviously, I want to see Trey Johnson, what he looks like on an NBA floor, the sixth overall pick from this year. And Keyshawn George, I think that guy really surprised a lot of people with his ability to defend last year. He's got great size, and he can play multiple positions. And obviously Alex Saar. You want to see if he's ready to take that next step. And that's the real key with these guys. They were given ample opportunity last year in the regular season to kind of get their feet wet with the league. Now they're going into their second summer league. They've had a full season of really working on their game, and I just want to see them just apply that again, the most important thing, guys, to me is just don't get injured. I want these guys to go into the rest of the offseason being ready to go once camp starts in the fall.
Talking with Chris Miller, the TV voice of the Washington Wizards here on the Rude Guest Hotline. This season for the Wiz, because they're going to be playing so many young guys once again like they did last year, which, by the way, I absolutely love the way that they have approached these last couple of seasons. But with the C.J. McCollum, assuming he sticks around, and some of these guys, we'll see what happens with Marcus Smart. Do you think we could see them be a little friskier and win some of these ball games and maybe finish with a better record than they have the last couple of years and maybe even not compete for a playoff
we
spot?
We still have a night
be there,
a night pick protected draft spot, right?
Top 8 protected, yeah.
We got to make sure we get that, right?
So I think there's still value in that, obviously, because the 2026 draft, I'm really impressed with, especially at the top. They've got 4 kids I think you can really hand the keys to and let them really, you know, lead your franchise. I think that draft is that good. So I would be mindful of that. But also, I've had to learn this the hard way, guys. Like, the last 2 years has been about development, and it's hard. It's not easy. I will tell people, when you call every possession of every game and you've had these long losing streaks, it can be difficult. But if you understand, like, the thinking behind it, and Brian, you and I talked about this, I think, the day after the draft about kind of using your NFL experience about, would you rather a quarterback sit or play? I'd rather him play. That's kind of how the Wizards approached last year with these young players. So I don't see that being any different this upcoming season. But with the additions of C.J. McCollum and bringing back Chris Middleton, this is as we're speaking right now, those guys can only help the young players. And I think a guy like Jordan Poole is a classic case of that. He understood what the assignment was the last couple of years. This team wasn't winning. They were developing. And I think Jordan did a really good job of that last year, really helping the young players understand the league and kind of navigate, you know, tough times. So I see McCollum doing the same thing and the other veterans that they're bringing in.
This group seems to be bringing in guys and constantly building towards something, unlike before. If you look at last year, you look at this year, how much better are they and how much closer are they?
You know, I've been doing this a long time, Brian, and I've couched kind of like my expectations over the years and just kind of just watched. But I will say this about the front office, and it's kind of impressive to see. There's two things that they do that I'm very impressed with. One is they identify the type of player that they're looking for, and they go after them. I won't spill any state secrets, but I will say a guy like Will Riley and a guy like Bud Carrington, they were on these prospects early, and they stayed on them, and they continued to watch them grow through college. So it made sense why they drafted them, because they had all the information that they needed. The other thing is they keep their mouth shut, and they just do their work. They're not out constantly patting themselves on the shoulders and telling everybody how great their plan is. They just put their head down, and they go to work. And as an adult, I can actually, like, respect kind of the way they go about their job of just, we're not here to talk all day, every day about how great our plan is. We're just going to show you. And I have to say, going into my 19th season covering this team, I don't think I've ever been more excited about seeing what the young players can do. And there's a large list of them. I think they have 12 guys ranging in age from 19 to 24, and they all have an ability to do something, either score, either defend, length, something. They all bring something to the table that when you kind of watch them grow, you'll be curious to see what they look like when they are ready to start winning.
Chris, I've gotten into doing some color analyst work, and I know you do the play-by-play. You know what excites me? When I got some good players to talk about.
Amen.
Hey, so I understand what you're saying, because you know what? I am looking forward to preseason this year, and I know you're looking forward to it because you get the whole season to call it.
You know, what I'm more excited about, too, is the competition, Brian. And there are a lot of kids in that age range that I was talking about. And, you know, for the coaching staff, you know, they can say, hey, look, there are opportunities out here. We're not going to give it to you, but go compete for it. You know, that, to me, is exciting. To see a Marcus Smart and a C.J. McCollum and a Bub Carrington with, like, the point guard role, right? seeing all the wings that they have, you know, Bilal competing.
Yeah.
You know, Trey Johnson, you know, all these names. It's just a lot of kids that are going to be out there, you know, fighting for minutes. And I think ultimately down the road when you look at it, I'm not saying they're going to be Oklahoma City. I'm not saying that. But there is a model to look at to see how you draft, you develop, you kind of retain the players, and you allow them to grow. And I think that's the reason why I have some real optimism mm-hmm. about what they're doing. This is the third draft and the second regular season we've seen with this front office. And I know a lot of people on Twitter give Will Dawkins a lot of credit, as they should. He's done a great job. But Michael Winger, Travis Schlenk, you know, Amber Nichols, the scouting department, the analytics department. This isn't a mom and pop shop. This is a Fortune 500 smart thinking organization that thinks big picture, and they don't take shortcuts. And I think that's the exciting part of looking at this journey.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Talking with Chris Miller here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Toby Altizer in for JP this week on B. Mitch and Finley. I don't know if we're going to dub them the Johnson brothers, but I'm excited about watch both of those guys. Trey Johnson, obviously the first round pick, and you can kind of dive into him. But it feels like we spend so much time because he was acquired last year at the deadline, and he played the second half of the season. But it almost feels like A.J. Johnson gets forgotten about. What impressed you most about his game down the stretch when you got to see a little bit more of him, and what do you expect to see out of him this season as well as the first-round pick, Trey Johnson?
Yeah, I'll start with A.J. first. I think his first game with us, he drove the baseline and slammed it home, and I saw some video of him before we got him where the kid's got some bounce in his legs and really athletic, and he did it in the game right away, and looked over at Drew and I said, I told you, young fellas got bounced. So it was kind of cool to see what you saw on film. No fear out of that young man. And again, I think we got him a year ahead of schedule. Like this year, I think he can be able to kind of navigate himself in the rotation. But again, this is the front office. They throw him out there and we saw some flashes. Meanwhile, for Trey Johnson, this kid, if not the best shooter, one of the best shooters in this draft with him and Con Knipl. And his size at the shooting guard position is impressive. You know, to be 6'5", 6'6", long arms, led the SEC in scoring as a freshman. That's high praise. And I think he averaged like 37 minutes a game too. So this kid is kind of durable and he's a really good shooter. And now implementing him into this program now, there's, again, going to be some competition. Do you have Bilal Coulibaly play the two? Is he going to play the two? You got Chris Middleton. You got all these C.J. McCollum. So I think for Trey, this is not a good situation. I think this is a great situation for him to be in a place where he can get veteran leadership, good coaching, and also kind of navigate his way through, you know, your rookie season where not everything is thrown upon you. Like some of these players that got drafted this year where you're like, wow, they're like the face of the franchise in day one. I don't think Trey has to deal with that. He can just kind of have a seamless transition into his rookie year.
Good stuff.
What kind of improvements do you want to see from Alex Sarr this year?
I think on the defensive end, I think he's really good on that end of the floor, but he can even be better. I think the three-point shooting, he's just kind of this new age five where five men can shoot threes, right? We saw that in the finals. And for him, just his consistency, you know, he showed his hand a little bit, you know, at Denver when he scored 34 points on Jokic. That was his career night, right? So you're like, oh, this kid can easily get 40 in a game, but It was the way that he did it. And I thought he outplayed Jokic that night, clearly. And so there are spots where you know he can improve, but I thought he had a solid rookie season.
Chris, appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate
I think,
brother.
Summer League's going to be fun to watch, and I think this season of Wizards basketball, even if it's not as successful wins and losses-wise, I think it's going to be an exciting one to watch, and you're going to be on the call of a lot of fun Wizards basketball this year. Exciting to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, guys. Really looking forward to it, and it's all about competition now. I just want to see the kids get out there and go up against the best in the league.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Hey,
appreciate the time, man.
Take care, guys.
Bye, man. Be cool.
That was Chris Miller. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. I think this Wizards team this year, I appreciate that they at least have a direction, B. Mitch, right? Like, you can appreciate, even if it's not leading to wins and losses yet, you can appreciate when an organization, at least, you can see the vision. You can understand where they're going.
You can appreciate it. You see the vision, but I think still, that protected pick is they want that.
100%.
And they're going to continue moving forward. But, you know, I could think you may see a few wins improved. They're not going to try to be stupid.
No. I mean, they're probably going to sell off some of these veterans, but I think watching these young guys, it is a blast. They played a fun brand of basketball last year, even though there were plenty of losses. Going to get back into the Nationals, 800-636-1067, if you'd like to hop in. Want to talk about the moves with Davey and Mike Rizzo, but also want to talk about the learners. Do you think that the ownership group fully understands how frustrated the fan base is, not just with the team, but specifically with the ownership group? We'll take your calls on that next. Again, 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.